For us here in the U.S., 2016 is a big year because of the presidential election in November. But for Brazilians, this is a big year because of the Olympics. The opening ceremony for the Rio Games is scheduled for August 5th. And for many Rio residents, the question still is, are we really getting all the benefits organizers promised when they bid for the Games years ago? Reporter Taylor Barnes in Rio has been writing about this for USA Today. Rio's Olympics advocates, Taylor, had been saying that if the city gets the Games, in the wake of the Olympics, there'd be all sorts of infrastructure and benefits for locals. So what are the main promises made by those campaigners?
Well, it's interesting because if you look at just the most basic infrastructure promises for the games, for example, the arenas, the Olympic Park, the athletes' villages, those are going up. But two big promises that Rio had made in its 2009 bid was the promise to clean up Rio's polluted bay and waterways, and two, to use low-emission fuels in their new games transport systems. As far as the issue of pollution, Rio is surrounded by its Guanabara Bay and the Atlantic Ocean, which you only need to take a look and sniff it to understand it's still far from what it should be.
Yeah, what does it smell like?
It smells awful. And recently, I was in the neighborhood called Recreio, which is very close to the Olympic Park. It's a coastal area. And I walked along a waterway that led to the beach, where you literally see visible human waste, as though somebody had just put it in their toilet, going out into the ocean where people are swimming and having beach days. So it's still a pretty dramatic situation here. And two, as far as low emissions, the new bus rapid transit lines around the city, which largely serve the games locations, they actually just run on 90% diesel. So it's not particularly, it's not at all what was said in the 2009 bid.
Yeah. So what are people saying right now about this kind of lack of progress?
Interestingly enough, this is really a low moment in Brazil. So rarely has a country hosted the Summer Olympics when they're in a very deep economic recession, which is Brazil's case right now. And that really came into effect following the 2014 World Cup, which Brazil hosted in 12 host cities across the country. And so there definitely is disquiet and not much enthusiasm amongst Brazilians in general. That said, this is not also something that you're seeing massive protest about. I think largely Brazilians are distracted. I mean, there's mounting job losses, inflation, and the Olympics are a little bit of a sideshow for the time being.
And yet, when Brazil hosted the World Cup 2 years ago, protesters went out in the streets and they were complaining about the things like infrastructure and social services. And why wasn't the government spending the World Cup money on things like that? So why not now?
That's a really great question. And I think there's two very distinct moments. So those protests you're referring to started in 2013 and went into 2014, the year that Brazil hosted the World Cup. And that was a moment when Brazil was still really in its boom moment to a degree. And there was a lot of confidence. There was a lot of enthusiasm about the idea that Brazilians really could change something. But protests whittled down over time, one because of really of a large police repression and protests that were once much more, how can I say, joyful events where Brazilians would go out to the street and paint themselves in their national colors and talk about having a better country would then turn into the kind of things where people would dress in all black and already have their gas mask on to go to a protest. Mm-hmm. So it really whittled down to a much more sort of hardened activist crowd that would go to protest by the time the World Cup was happening. And there have been scattered protests this year, but they attract smaller crowds. And many Brazilians, like I said, I think are distracted and see the possibility of police repression as something they don't want to deal with.
You know, Taylor, it always seems like these can the host country really pull this off questions. They come up in the 11th hour. So I'm going to ask you, can Brazil really pull this rabbit out of the hat?
I think in terms of hosting the event, there's really not that many doubts that Brazil will more or less put on the sporting event. During the World Cup, for example, cities that weren't largely ready, they declared holidays, they shut down their services, they had special transportation regimes to get people to and from the event. So sort of the skeleton is there, the actual hosting of the event is there. But so many of these things that were supposed to benefit Brazilians, like, for example, a cleaner, less polluted city, or like a favela upgrading program that really would have meant vast improvements in housing for residents across the city, those are what's largely not happening. And without the leverage of the Olympics, it's questionable whether it ever will.
Reporter Taylor Barnes in Rio de Janeiro, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Taylor mentioned Guanabara Bay and how it's still polluted. We made an animation that shows just how dirty the bay is. You can see that at our Tumblr page, pritheworld.tumblr.com.